Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Let's just get her started.
Let's just get her started. It's been a while. I haven't seen Spencer. I haven't really talked to Spencer in a while. We talk surface level, but we really don't share
but
the depths
of our troubles.
Here's the thing.
It's not, don't be starting no rumors.
What?
It's, no, not you. Oh. I'm saying like, well, everybody, yeah. All parties. Because we say, oh, we haven't talked. And
people are going to be like,
girls are fighting.
No, we talk, but it's not like real in depth in the trenches. We just check in and make sure we're alive.
I don't get pulses. I don't talk to anybody. And actually, I have...
No, we send videos to each other almost every day. So that's how I know we're alive.
True.
We are that person. We are that couple.
We are that couple. I was thinking about this in the car, and I don't remember if it was earlier today or if it was yesterday.
It was probably recent.
It was probably today because it's been a Monday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, like it was today actually. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I hear these like people that these friends that are like, you know, oh, I talk to so-and-so multiple times a day, or I talk to, and it's a very common thing. I hear it a lot, right? Yeah. Like friends, and it's not just like one friend with one friend.
Yeah.
I know people that talk to multiple friends multiple times a day, whether that's over the phone, on text. And I'm like, either I'm such a loser that nobody wants to talk to me. I know that's not the case.
No.
But I'm like, I don't have the time, energy, or desire to talk to my most beloved people on an everyday basis.
Interesting. I talk to my friend Jamie every day. Every single day.
That is just wild to me.
We text every day something.
Yeah.
I would say 98% of the time. If we go dark, it's for a reason, like something's going on. But no, we talk every day. Me and my mom talk. My mom will be calling me and texting me because she's retired. I say, girl, you got to get a hobby.
She's bored.
She is so bored. I talk to her every day, 100 times a day. And then I talk to usually Lily, Mike's sister, and we have a group message, me, her, and Ashley. We typically check in on that every day, every few days. Like I usually will talk to those people. I'm trying to think. I've never thought about that until you said that. And they are the ones. Booge, we can go through spurts. Like where I will talk to Booge a lot. And then it'll go nothing.
I was thinking about her too the other day.
Yeah. We need to have her on again. But they're the only ones that I talk to like that every day.
Yeah. It's just so interesting to me. Like I can't imagine talking to anybody every single day.
Yeah. Jamie's the one person that I talk to substantially though, like not just
not like a
videos.
Service
like we talk about like stuff pretty much every day. Like if we don't talk, there's a reason why. But yeah, we talk all the time. But
no, like Elaine and I will joke that she, and
because I thought y'all talked every day.
Oh my god, no,
really?
She and I, okay, no, when I tell you Elaine and I talk maybe once a month.
No.
Swear to God.
Well, every time you come over here, you'd be on the phone with her. Maybe it was like a Monday night thing or something y'all were talking. I swear there was multiple times that you would be on the phone.
I mean, we talk.
Maybe it was just the way it fell on us.
Maybe. I mean, we talk, but and she's the exact same way I am. Like, she doesn't need to talk to people every day, every week, whatever. And she gets also a little reclusive, kind of the way I do.
Mm-hmm.
But like, even like... My dad and I talk every like couple weeks, maybe, maybe every like 2-3 weeks. My dad and I will have like a catch up, but otherwise I'm like, I could be dead. Nobody's going to know.
I will know. Cause I send if I don't hear from Spencer, this is how needy. No, I'm not a needy friend. I'm the opposite.
No,
I'm more of like
you're not a needy friend at all. I would never describe you as that.
But I mean like, if I don't hear from you, I become needy, needing to hear from you. Like I need to hear. Cause I'm like, are you alive?
Yes. I think if like, If you text me, because there a lot of times I'll see a text, I can't answer in that moment, and guess what? Out of sight, out of mind.
Oh,
baby.
I'm with you, honey.
Like I'm not coming back to that. You better follow up.
Yeah.
And so usually that's the only time you'll start to like prod. If
I'm like, Spencer, are you alive? Like
2 days will go by in an unanswered text and she's like, hello, 911.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sorry.
I just need to know that you're alive. It's okay that you're busy. Like, I don't care that you're busy. It's that I need to get a little pulse on my people. But then I have like group messages in Instagram, like Stacy and Marissa and Jennifer. We send videos every day in that group message on Instagram, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. So I do that a lot. Last time.
You and Elaine?
Yeah, I'm looking at our text. I got to get rid of this gum. I'm sorry, guys.
You do. I told her she was giving that gum hell when she walked in here. She's like, what?
I was stress chomping, but now I can just hear it sloshing in my mouth. I'm trying like not to chew it.
I was impressed that you had it during the microphone because I would be not able to do that. It's impressive.
Well, I mean, hopefully I wasn't like,
I don't, you know, I would tell you.
I figured you would pick it up. Okay. So the last time she and I talked, hold on. The last day that she and I texted rather was almost actually over a month ago, March 26th.
So y'all don't, do y'all message on Instagram or TikTok? Like, do y'all check
maybe
in?
Like in passing, like.
Okay.
But like,
but
no.
But not catch up or anything?
No.
So then when you do catch up, is it long?
Usually.
Okay. So that's the quality there though.
Yeah. Usually like when we do talk, it's a solid catch up. We're both mentally like ready for it. Cause also I know if I call her and she doesn't answer and she doesn't call me back, she's just not in the headspace for a catch-up.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. And actually, it was funny. The last time we talked, she did bring this up because she has another friend who will ice her out, give her all kinds of shit if she doesn't hear from her for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, you're like a neglectful friend, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, that is the only person in my life that acts that way.
Yeah,
and
weird.
When you act that way, when I do get around to catching up with you, it makes me not want to do it anymore.
No, why would you want to?
Right.
Your energy suck.
It's goodbye. Just going to be that much longer till the next time we catch up. Because she was like, you know what I appreciate about you so much? She was like, I can avoid you. Not just you, but I can avoid people. Everybody, people, for 2 months and call you up out of the blue. And it's just going to be like, we may as well have talked 2 days ago, not 2 months ago.
That's how me and Brittany are my childhood best friend. Like, we will go probably 3, 4, 5 months not talking. And then if we catch up, we catch up. Like, it's a quality catch up. We really run a good call.
I was accidentally calling her and now she's going to be like,
oh my gosh.
She's going to be like, everything okay?
Yeah. It's
I was trying to look up our call log. Well, because the last time, I think that was the last time we texted. I don't know if it was the last time we chatted on the phone. The last time we chatted on the phone, I was telling her about this medium, Tiffany Rice. And she's kind of like everywhere. And I've been wanting to get read by her before she blows up. Now she's literally booked out for like a year.
Oh.
But she's doing, I was telling Elaine about her. And she's coming. She partnered with what are they called? The theaters. I keep wanting to say Aloha
Improv?
Theaters. No, the movie theaters.
Ritz. What? Aloha.
It's not Aloha, but it's like Alamo. Alamo.
Close. Yeah. The Aloha Hawaii Alamo and that.
Well,
Texas
it
or
was
something.
There. The A. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she is partnering with Alamo Theaters and she's doing like group reads. So they're smaller groups, like 50 to 60 people, whatever. And so as I was telling her about it, I was like, telling her about this woman. I'm like, I'm dying to go. And she's like, bitch, I just bought us 2 tickets. We're going. She's like, I'll book my flight after this. I was like,
stop
perfect.
It. I love it.
When I tell you, I can't stop thinking about who from the afterlife
is going to come contact
you. Is going to want to talk to me.
Listen, if my dad comes through, you better let me know.
Well, I was
but
like,
don't you ask like, wait, well, hold on now. Cause I couldn't be no afterlife. I'm gonna be an angel. Obviously I couldn't be an angel in a group setting. I'd be hogging up the medium space. So how does that work? How do you know who comes through? How do you decide? What if somebody's in hell and when someone's in heaven and you're trying to compete? I don't know about that, Spencer.
I don't know.
I don't know about it.
Listen, I don't know.
You need to really throw her off the path. Don't be just giving all your cards away.
Well, you don't get to like really talk to her. She is going to basically listen to who's in the room. And if it sounds like it could be speaking to you.
Oh, so she just kind of emptily says like, oh.
It's blank. She's giving, what are you doing, you freak? She's like smelling. Maggie, she's just like touching her Maggie, tongue to my hand, though. Not like
real
so long,
licking. She doesn't even know how to act anymore. She's walking on the table, y'all, being very disruptive.
Thank God. She's like, party in the office.
So you just sit in the room and she comes through and then you'll know if it's talking about your person?
Yes. Yeah, so I was actually, funny enough, I was listening to somebody on a podcast today talk about how they went to her Alamo show in LA. Mm-hmm. And
I know them afterlife spirits are crazy out there.
Well, so she was saying that she went with a friend and, you know, she's like, I'm watching like her connect with these other people. And she was like, and I fully did not expect, I was going not expecting anybody to kind of like want to connect with me, which is kind of where I'm at.
Oh, the girl just, said that. Yeah, yeah.
The girl was saying this. And then she said she was mid-conversation with someone and acted like she was being like interrupted. And whatever she said, it was clear to this person that it was somebody for her. And she was like, I lost somebody like by that name. Mm-hmm. And it was like an ex-boyfriend from many, many, many years ago, Lord. Who was a drug addict, and she had like taken care, like really took care of him, like the whole relationship. It was not a good relationship, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that. It's kind of like she's got no control over it. It's a small setting. Whoever, you know, you may have a connection, you may not. But I was thinking about it, actually. I was like, I wonder if that is something that Wendy would be like open to or not, because there are a lot of questions there about the afterlife and where you are and where your spirit is. And like, is it possible that somebody like that mediums are real?
Right.
Is it a bunch of hooey balooey? You know, there's so many thoughts and opinions on it. And I was like, I'm very open to it,
but I'm my
first instinct would be no.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is why, because I do think, like, I've watched people, like what you're saying, randomly on TikTok a couple weeks ago, they were popping up and it was people talking about that. And it was like so believable. So I was like, okay, I believed them, you know? But when I was 30, I might have told y'all this story before on the podcast. When I was 30, for my 30th birthday, I went to New York City with some friends. And like, as a joke, kind of, we went to a psychic. Oh, my mom about blue.
Oh, I can imagine her being pissed.
Lost it. And I didn't even understand at the time. And I took what they said with a grain of salt. It was like this sketchy place in New York. My friend was like, yeah, let's go. It'd be fun.
When it's like fortune telly type stuff, I don't believe that.
But even then she was saying stuff like someone from your past that's tall is going to come back into your life, which that is weird. Mm-hmm. She said, I was going to have 3 kids. Didn't have 3 kids. She said random stuff. Honestly, I can't remember whatever she said. I did not take it as the gospel or whatever.
Right.
So I could not understand why my mom was so pissed. She was like, don't do that. You don't do that. Well, as I got older, I mean, this was 10 years ago, but as I matured, I guess, I don't know, in my faith, whatever, we've since then talked about it, or I've processed what she said more. And it's more about what you're inviting in to your life. It's more about like what you're inviting into your spiritual life, right? Like, I am a Christian, I believe in God, and you're not supposed to like participate in that, because you're letting your guard down, you're opening your mind, your body, your spirit, whatever. You're opening it up to those things, you know, the extraterrestrial, isn't that what it's called? Katy Perry?
Sure.
Is that not really what it's called? Is that a dinosaur?
Extraterrestrials or aliens?
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Paranormal?
Yeah. Whatever. I mean,
paranormal is what you were looking for.
You're not supposed to like open that door. And so when my mom was like telling me that, 10 years ago, I was like, okay, whatever. I wasn't believing it, Mom. Like, I was not taking it as like, oh my God, this psychic is going to be, well, you know, how I'm going to live my life. I didn't go into it that way. But then I was like, oh, well, that makes sense what she was saying. She was basically just saying like, you don't open that door. You don't do that. And since then, like at church, I've even randomly, they've preached on like random stuff like that. Mm-hmm. How many times am I going to say random? But they would talk about that. And again, it's like inviting it in. So that's why. And, you know, I'm not curious like that anymore. Like I think in moments I've thought like what something's like, but truly yeah. I do not have a craving of curiosity. Like I, again, as a Christian, heaven's painted pretty clear in what I believe, you know, and I think that's part of it. And that's like faith comes in there and like all that. So I don't crave that curiosity of like hearing from my dad. Like I might look for little signs and see. The other day I was in my living or kitchen and a little red bird came on my fence, which actually I wanted, this was last night. And I was randomly thinking about my dad. The cardinal came on the fence and then I looked at the clock. It was 7:42. And I meant to look up those angel numbers because I was like, oh, that's weird. Cause I was literally thinking about him. And then I forgot to Google him last night because you know, my brain, but 7:42 angel numbers. I wanted to see what it was.
No, are red cardinals supposed to be like a universal sign? Because there's someone else that we know that always looks for red cardinals too, as like a symbol of her
my
parents.
My mom always said that. So my mom always raised us that like, it's a visit from a low. That's just what I thought like growing up. But yeah. How crazy. So yeah, so my mom always said it's like a visit like from my granddaddy or whatever, but now obviously my dad. My granddaddy probably comes through as the nest condo on my front porch. I keep getting freaking birds.
Let me tell you what. I hope my grandpa doesn't come through for me. Oh. He was a mean man.
Oh dang. Like, so the angel.
You're a disappointment, bitch. And
shut
I'll be like.
Up. He would? Oh, you're being serious.
No, I am being serious. I don't think he would have anything nice to say.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, he was not a very...
Ew, don't come through as nothing. He was not a very kind Stay where man. You're at, buddy.
I kind of hope, like, for funsies, because I want to be a believer. So for that reason, I'm hoping somebody comes through for me.
But I've seen people that truly have made
But I would
me
be
feel...
just as happy if, like, Elaine's dad came through for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a way that, like, could solidify for me my belief. Mm-hmm. Because I do what I have seen. Sorry. And then
I've heard stories that gave me chills because I knew there was no way that something would have gone down.
Well, the way and that was what I was telling her about what I had seen from this girl, like in real time reading somebody like live. Like I listened to it live and it was weird.
Yeah.
It was things, details, minute, just tiny, tiny details.
That, like only they would have known.
I mean, it's crazy specific that nobody would ever know. Nobody would ever be able to research it. Nobody, just beyond strict. There's no way like that I could hear that and not think she's like real. The real deal. She's not making,
and that's
you
why,
know?
Yeah.
So it's like, man, it's just so bizarre. Anyways, I'm excited.
No, when are y'all going? Or you don't know?
It's in July? I don't know.
Soonish?
I think July.
Okay. All right.
I
well,
think mid-July-ish. TBD.
Maybe Anyways. Maybe it'll be so juicy we can do a whole Patreon on it and you can talk about the tea from the past.
I'm excited. Okay, so what are those angel numbers?
Oh, it was really cool. Yeah. So I did 7:42 and it says a divine message to trust your intuition, maintain faith in your spiritual path, and recognize that your hard work.
Oh.
God. That your hard work and positive affirmations are bringing alignment, calm, power, and success. Crazy. My dad's birthday was a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Sorry, y'all had to hear this. My dad's birthday was a couple weeks ago, and you and I have had conversations about working hard goals.
Yeah.
Just that. And then also what I told you privately.
Yeah.
Just random things. Anyways, That's what that means. Bye.
Signing off.
No, but like I was, it's weird because I mean, I guess I struggle with like mediums could tap into that. I don't know how that works. Like I said, for me though, as a believer, I just don't go down that path. Not that I think it's fake. I don't think it's like baloney, but I just don't, like I said, my mom was like, don't open yourself up to that. And I don't, because I don't know, you know, technically like the enemy can get in, you know, and I know to people that are like, oh my God, eye rolling, they don't understand it. But if I don't have a curiosity of that, I'd rather see a cardinal and cry on a podcast because the angel never said something about bringing calmness. Okay.
Yeah.
Ugh, but that's where I'm at. But I love signs. And I pray sometimes at night going to bed. Every night I pray. But sometimes I pray if I'm like specifically seeking out an answer or like meaning to something, or if I feel like I want something specific, I will pray sometimes that like I'll get that in a dream. You know what I mean? Like sometimes I'll ask for it to come through that way. It's weird because 2 nights ago I had a dream, like my dad was alive.
And that's weird.
I know. Like it was, but it wasn't weird. It was like a normal day.
Well, no, I'm sure in the dream it felt like super weird.
Right.
But
my dream wasn't weird, Spencer. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
He's definitely coming through in your experience. Yeah, I hope you know. Okay. His name is Ray. Just FYI.
This could be like quick. Give him
I
shit.
Swear to God. If Ray comes through, would you die? But
I just hope that I would be able to like, because I didn't know him.
No, you wouldn't know. He's
so
he's funny.
If he came through, I would hope that there would be a way for me to know.
Right.
It.
Maybe a little inside joke or something. Mm-hmm.
Something.
But yeah, in my dream, it
not
was weird.
Not counting on it.
Right. Don't count on it.
I don't think he's watching me in this life.
Right. He probably isn't, unless he can see right now. Because that's another thing. Like, are they looking through a little crystal ball? Because that's what I picture. But then they can't see pain. So then they really can't feel. Sometimes we're in the trenches. Because that would be rude watching from there on the streets of gold. And you're watching me struggle. Then I have a problem. I have a bone to pick with you when I make it up to the pearly gates. Yeah. Oh my God. So I was telling a client, not to be all serious, but you know, it's not a, somebody's going to cry at least one episode. I mean, that's just how we're going to do it.
Right. I was unstable.
We are so unstable and unhinged and all the things, but we're fine.
Although your girl's starting Wellbutrin tomorrow. So
good.
We'll see.
You'll level out. Lamette, you were not bad, but.
No, I've been feeling okay now, but you know, I should be on something.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So Fisher, I know I'm going to cry saying this because I cried to my client, but my dad's birthday was a couple weeks ago. And I was telling Fisher, Paw's birthday was tomorrow, you know? Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, what do you think he's going to get in heaven? And I was like, oh. I know. I said, I don't know, buddy. He's like, you think he's going to get a fishing rod?
I swear to God. Of course.
Yeah. And I said, yeah, maybe he'll probably get a fishing rod. And he's like, so they fish in heaven? And I was like, yeah, they do everything. It's so great. Yeah. Like, whatever you want, you know? And he was like, well, will I be able to see Jesus when I get to heaven? I said, yeah. And he's like, well, why can't I see him here? And I was like, oh my God. I was like, Fisher, he is here.
How do you
here.
Even explain
I
to
And it was
a
so
kid.
Sweet. Yeah. Just driving him to school. And he's like, well, why can't I see him here? I was like, well, you don't see him here, but like he's in your heart. I said, and you can see him through stuff. Like, I'm trying to explain this to him, like, driving him to school. You know, he was really
right.
Trying,
you're
right,
like, it's
up
too early
bit.
For this. Right.
And I was just like, gosh, man, kids are so, like, innocent and pure. And just like, yes, I'm sure they have. And he asked me something else. I hate that I don't write stuff down because it's so sweet in the moment. And then I forget. Y'all secrets are safe. I can't remember anything, honestly. I'm like, but then some clients come in and I will remember creepily. I'm like, listen, I promise I'm not a crazy stalker, but I will remember the craziest stuff about him. And I'm like, sorry, I remember this. Just random stuff.
That's, you know, it's our strange. That's our neurospicy brains.
Yeah.
Because like, ask me to remember absolutely anything. Right. And I can't, but like, I can remember the freakiest details, like of specific events years ago. I will ruminate on shit. Like, I'll remember like a random, like address. I'll remember like what someone was wearing 10 years ago during a certain event.
Do you remember your childhood phone number? Like your home phone number?
Actually, no. Numbers. I am not good with numbers.
3820492 was mine. I remember mine. And I remember my dad's 309-9838 was my dad's work line.
No. I don't. 616. 380, I think, something, something, but no.
Not weird how we just, and then other stuff, I'm like, the other day, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I'm just going to say it. I couldn't remember 7 times 7. Is it 49?
Yeah. No.
No.
7 times 7, 49.
Is it? 40. Well, I told Fisher it was, so I hope that's right. Oops. It wasn't for homework. I was trying to quickly do it. Alexa, what's 7 times 7?
7 times 7 equals 49. Yeah, there you go. You're so smart.
I forgot to fact check it. I was like, I think that's right. But anyway, I was not good at math. So like numbers like that.
No, not my forte.
For me. I don't like them anyway.
What were we saying before we went on this tangent?
Probably nothing.
You are absolutely right. Okay. So, I got to tell you about, and actually, you know what?
Oh, tell me about yours. And then I'm going to tell you about mine. Is this about what you texted me about? Like that you were, okay. Yeah. I need to hear this. She texted me saying she's embarrassed.
I actually am immediately regretting like even talking about this on the podcast.
Wait, what is it? I can't even think of any bad scenario.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm probably overreacting, but in the moment.
You wanted to die.
Beyond. Drive straight into traffic.
Tell the class.
Okay. She listens to the podcast.
Oh, the girl that you're about to tell me about?
Okay, here's the thing about me. I am one of the world's most socially awkward people. Okay. Let's just start with that.
Okay.
I have yet to meet somebody in the wild, a listener in the wild, a follower in the wild, and be at my best.
Okay.
I always either look like shit, am behaving poorly.
Oh, great.
Yeah, like the time I met a girl, waisty pants, in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could never be the one time you have your hair and makeup done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, can somebody, and here's the thing, like, please don't take this as like, don't ever say hi to me, because say hi. Just know I'm incredibly.
You're gonna get what you get.
But I am incredibly awkward. Podcast,
they know. They know you, girl.
I don't think anybody realizes if you follow me online or listen to this podcast, like how incredibly like shy and awkward I am in person with a stranger.
Okay.
Just takes me a minute. Okay. Yep. So, I also don't like my worlds colliding. I don't like my like real world day job. Like, what's happening behind
me? The door opened really slowly, and I hope it was a dog, because that's so creepy.
A spirit.
Shut up. You're opening your life up, not mine. Get out, spirit.
They're telling us.
But I didn't hear anybody out there, did you?
No, I still don't. Okay. I don't love a whole lot of, like, real life, internet life crossover. Also, makes me uncomfortable. So... long story short, I had an employee who needed to leave on time. So I said, don't worry, I'm going to take care of these late night things. And so I am in my store's vehicle, driving around, and I'm looking for an address.
Okay.
And I, for the life of me, cannot find this fucking address. I mean, I'm like 25 minutes in. I'm exhausted. I'm out late, like doing a job
reaching should have been in the system at that point.
Right. So I'm just aggravated as shit. Okay. Tried calling this person, can't get a hold of them. So I see a girl walking her dog and I pull up and I roll down the window and I said, do you know if this is blah, 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 blah? Said the address. And she goes, Spencer? And I'm like, oh, are you so-and-so? And she goes, I listen to the podcast.
Oh, no.
And it took me a second to register. And when instantly, I was covered in hives, like my chest, my face.
Like when you drink vodka?
My ears, my face, my chest, beet red.
Oh, my God.
Beet red. And then I was like, so is it?
But are you this person?
Because at this point, I'm so fucking irritated. I just want to get back to the store so I can go home. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm beyond.
Yeah.
And she goes, like, I don't live here. And yeah. I was like, oh, great. Okay. And then her dog started jumping up on the car and she was like, oh my God, no. And I was like, I like literally don't give a fuck. Like, right. Hey puppy, you know, whatever, reaching out.
Put him
like,
in the car. It's fine.
Petting her dog through the window. And yeah. I'm like, you know, under normal circumstances, I'd be like, you know, so much friendlier. I'd, you know, ask her her name. I didn't even ask her her name.
So you don't even know who it is?
No, I just said like, oh, okay, well, gotta go. Like, so nice to meet you. And then like my arm bumped the horn, which then on accident, which then set the dog off. So now the dog's barking and lunging at the car and I just peeled away.
Ew, no, you did not. Oh my God, I'm dead.
Bitch.
Uh-uh.
And I just like, you said you listened to the podcast.
We need to know who you are.
I'm going to need you to DM me. So that I can apologize.
DM our podcast account so I can see you. I want to see the message too.
A spastic lunatic because I was in such a foul fucking mood.
She unfollowed all of us at that point.
Literally, she was like, oh, unsubscribe. I also was confused at first because I was wearing my regular glasses, not my sunglasses. So I was like really confused as to how she recognized me.
But also, why did you message me the picture of my stories and said, does this girl live?
Because she looked just like her.
No way. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, no. She looked just like her. So I was like, because I was like, I was hoping when I got home that night that she had messaged me. Because that's generally what happens.
Yeah.
If I meet somebody in public.
Yeah.
They'll send me a message after the fact and be like, hey, it was so nice meeting you. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So I was hoping that she had done that so that I could be like, I'm sorry that I was a freak.
Did she check your message request?
Yeah.
And nothing?
No.
Oh, you really left a lasting impression.
Not a good one either. I mean, the nail in the coffin was probably me like bumping the horn with my arm.
Because I'm picturing, skirt.
No, literally. Literally.
The best thing would have been if you would have popped a curb. On the way out.
I'm surprised I didn't. I was like, I couldn't even focus. Mm-hmm. I was just mortified by the whole thing just because I was so caught off guard. And then I was like such an asshole. And it was like in slow mo.
Did you find the address?
Never did. Guess what?
What?
That none of the buildings had the number on it. The customer finally texted me at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, thank you so much.
She's texting me. Thanks. And I'm like, well, okay. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this, but like leave some notes.
Right. Ooh.
Yeah. I was really irritated.
Well, if the girl is a listener of ours, she will give a little grace. She knows how we are. You specifically, out in the wild.
You weird you're fine. Bitch.
No. You're not weird. I don't think you're weird, but I'm sure she's like, it was fast. Did it happen fast? I imagine.
It felt
like 5 minutes, but it really was 32 seconds.
It felt
seconds.
Like an eternity, but right. It was fast.
Yeah. When we're living in the moment of those things, it's like you know what I struggle with sometimes? Like my brain will be like, shut up. And I keep talking. And I'm like, shut up. Well, but so also stops talking.
That's like quite literally like my inner monologue was in full fledged panic mode.
Yeah.
Like, how do we fix this? Mm-hmm. Because this is awkward. This is awkward. Yeah. This is awkward. So I can't actually process anything.
Right.
Externally in real life because my inner monologue was like, you're a fucking spaz, you're a fucking freak, you've messed this up, ask her her name, you didn't ask her name, now you're making it weird.
I know.
And so what ends up happening is I just make it really weird. And I would
and
like-
And you drive away and little tootie toot toot.
And I would like to say that this is unusual for me, but it isn't, unfortunately.
That was the extreme case.
It's also end of the day. Yeah. I hadn't taken my afternoon Adderall that day. Like, it was bad. But just know if you meet me out in the wild, please say hello. Also, please be prepared. I am awkward as shit.
But I also think, like, we've talked about this before. I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast. But in the moment, we're so caught off guard because we're not anybody that it takes a minute to register. Because remember at Olive Garden, my interaction?
Thank you.
So, yeah. I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast or just with Spencer, but I was so embarrassed because Fisher and I and Mike's grandparents went to Olive Garden in Holly Springs. And we sat there and I did notice I made eye contact a couple times with this girl, but I didn't think anything of it. I'm certainly not sitting there making eye contact. Right. Like, I'm not sitting there going, oh my God, do my snap who we are. Like, that's weird. Like, that's not never, how most people think.
I never, ever, ever expect
no.
that somebody looking at me
is going to think
is looking at me because they recognize me as a stranger from the internet.
Right. So Mike's grandparents, it was getting late and I was like, Grandma and Papa, y'all go ahead. I was waiting on the leftovers and they went ahead. So then Fisher got on my side of the booth and we're sitting there and we're snuggling. I'm so glad we were being cute. And as we were getting up leaving, I was yelling like, screaming at him. Yeah. Thank God. So I'm getting up and walking out and the girl goes, hey, I listened to your podcast. And I was like, I smiled at her. But it takes a second to register. And I was walking past her anyway. And I thought she said, I like your bag. Or she said, I love your pod or something like that.
Okay.
I thought she said, I like your bag. I smiled. I said, thank you so much. And kept walking. Well, we get past her and my brain is kind of catching up. And Fisher goes, what did she say? And I said, because then it was clear that she said, I love your pod. And yeah. I said, oh my God, the podcast. And then I lectured him out the door. I said, that's why you better always act right, because you don't really know who's like watching you distance. Anybody, even policeman. It don't matter if you're a listener or not. But anyway, it's like in those moments, I totally understand because again, we don't deal with it as frequently.
So no, it's not second nature. This is why I could never be famous.
Right.
It's not second nature. Never, ever, ever.
Like you said, I love that. Like we've been places and met people. I've met people in Charleston, Mexico, Holly Springs.
Internationally, we have been recognized.
Girl, I've been saying for years we're internationally known. I told y'all that.
I was awkward in the States and I was awkward out of the States.
Look, I'll be honest with you though. I ain't usually awkward that I know of. I mean, DM me if you have one of us. Because I'm not usually awkward if I have a little, you know, fire in me. I'm usually pretty good.
That's different. No, when I was in the DR, they literally called my name up to sing karaoke right after and I'm wasty pants.
Love it.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I was there with a group of people that I'm not like super close with. And a lot of them were just meeting me for the first time that weekend, like friends of our friends that were getting married. And like, they don't know, like they don't know me. And now I have a stranger who's recognizing me and coming up to me and talking, they're like confused and I don't want to have to explain it. And like,
you know what is worse for me is when you go do something and then I've gotten this has happened a couple times. So if you're one of these people, it's nothing bad. They've messaged me after. I'm like, oh my God, I saw you at such and such, but I was too shy to say hi. And that's happened a couple of times. And I message them back and I'm like, oh my gosh, you should have said hi. It's never like where it would be weird for them to say it, but I think that's very sweet that they're respectfully like that. But I don't ever mind it. It's never
an imposition on like my
end. But it is awkward if they,
but it like, it's so unexpected. It takes my brain a minute to like process it. And then I make it weird.
No, I totally get it, girl.
Anyways, as I said, I was probably overreacting, but it was like the fact that I was like, it was like my world's colliding and I was like,
you just mentally weren't in the right headspace for it.
Like this.
Catch her next week.
And I was aggravated.
Well breaching. What is it called? Oh my God, I'm having a stroke. Well Butrin.
Wow. Also, I am a little nervous. I've never taken an antidepressant.
How long does it take to get in your system?
30
days?
No, it's fast, I think. But it takes like, she said a couple weeks for my body to kind of like acclimate to it. And it's not like, I guess normal antidepressants work on like serotonin, which is why like the come downs are hard and stuff like that. And like, Wellbutrin's very, very different, which is why I told her it was the only one that I would consider. It's recommended a lot for people with ADHD.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, you know what? Because it works off dopamine.
I had to say it again just to make sure.
Wellbutrin. Anyways, I'm very curious if you have an experience with it. Let me know.
I want to tell you about my week last week because it was crazy. I saw your husband on Target though, didn't
he told me, yeah.
And also, I wasn't yelling at my kid for once. Am I a good mom? I don't know.
Yeah, he did say though that
he was judging my cart.
No, he wasn't judging your cart, but he was a little bit like, I don't know, think he was judging you as a parent so much as like judging his parents. parenting, but why? He was a little pressed about like how much Fisher was getting from the Tooth Fairy versus like how much he used to give from the Tooth Fairy.
Oh my God, I gotta tell you about that story.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I think you were getting ripped off because I didn't get that much, but I got like, you know, $10.
Yeah. Okay, so Mike was at, he's back now, that's what I can tell y'all, because you know I don't be sharing that real time, because some people are crazy, probably not our listeners, but you never know in this world. Facts. Okay, I digress. So Mike was gone for a fishing tournament in the Bahamas. I know, poor Mike. So I had to like solo mom it, you know, which is kind of like brutal, you know. So Wednesday I worked long Monday and Tuesday, because I was making up for being out the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Wednesday, my mom got Fisher, and I didn't work super late, but she still brought him to my work, which also sends me into a tailspin, because I get it, he's just being a kid, but my nerves can't take in that little bitty old room.
It's a little space for, and I had a bleach for a kid with big energy.
Yeah, I had bleached a scalp, and I don't have a lot of time to be wiggling around. Honey, you can burn holes in people's head. So that was Wednesday. Thursday was field day. So I drop Fisher off at school in Holly Springs. I drive to my salon for one client in Apex. Go back to Holly Springs for 3 hours for field day. Drive back to Apex for... Oh, actually, that's when I saw Robbie. We did a little pit stop.
Okay.
And then...
Yeah, I thought it was like midday. I was like, what's she doing at Target?
It was 3:30 because I picked him up from school. I just signed him out because I volunteered for this.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm here anyways. I'm not coming back again.
They're like, take your kid. So then we had 2 hours to kill. My client was until 5. So then we went to Target, got sushi, and then back to Apex, and then back to Holly Springs. Okay, it was a lot. And...
All down the same drag road. That's the worst part.
I'm not a driver. Y'all know, if you're my friend, you know I hate to drive. I hate to drive. The fact that I was going Holly Springs, Apex, Holly Springs, Apex.
I love to drive.
Holly Springs, Apex.
I just want to drive on different routes.
Oh my
God. The fact that we got one way to get to our houses and one way out.
I know.
Hate it.
Makes no kind of sense. Get some more infrastructure, people. So that day was crazy. But Fisher, of course, lost a tooth on Wednesday. Well, I only had a $100 bill. I didn't have anything less because so I was like, lovely, you know? Also, spoiler, if your kids are listening to this with you, which I imagine they're not, turn it off. 3, 2, 1.
What do you mean?
So I was like, oh my gosh. But I texted Mike and I was like, hey, do you have any cash here? Because if I would have gone out, I didn't realize it until I got home. Anyway,
yeah.
Mike had $20. I said, okay, Fisher, come out at night. Well, I'd be okay with a 50 or 100 if you want. I bet you would, sir.
Such a shit.
Bet you would. While we were at Target and ran into Robbie, I told Robbie, I was getting in the checkout line, and Fisher was like kind of pissed because I told Robbie, I said, well, he's mad at me right now because I was in the back of the store. He wanted to look at Hurricanes jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a shirt. And I said, well, this is a great lesson. This is literally what I told Fisher in Target. I said, this is a great lesson for you. Do you want to spend your $20 Tooth Fairy money on it? And he was like, well, I don't want to spend all of that on it. I said, well, it's $20. And look, I didn't even charge him tags. Well, Target, you know, I covered that. I ain't great at math, but yeah. It had to be $5.
Close.
So he goes, well, can I give you $5? I said, no, it's $20. He's like, what about $7? Because he had $27 on his nightstand.
Okay.
And I said, no. Oh, he got the $7 for hustling me when Booge was here for steaks last Friday for loading the dishwasher and taking out the trash. He got $7 for that. Tried to do 10, but I said, you ain't getting 5 for the trash. You can get 2.
Yeah.
So we did that. So he kept like negotiating. So he was pissed in the line because I made him do it. Like I stood back. Y'all, if I'm laying in my bed, I can look in like diagonal and see into his room. And I started crying in the dark. I watched him go get his money and look at it. Very dramatic. I swear to God, you would have thought the kid was performing, you know, like the over dramatization of it. He looks at his 20. And he tucks his head down. He doesn't know I can look at or that I'm seeing him. I'm literally crying, like tears running on my face, like trying to mask it.
Like laughing, crying?
No.
Or sad?
It broke my heart, Spencer. No, it broke my heart. Okay. Because he was so sad. So he walks around on my side of the bed.
I'm sad when I part with my money, too.
Same. All right, so he walks around on Mike's side of the bed, crawls in the bed, and he goes, here's your money, Mama. And oh, my God. I said,
Tell me. Oh, you took it.
But she got it back. Yeah, I took it. No.
Oh.
I took it back. I mean, I took it.
Good.
Well, then I didn't know.
And then gave it back.
So, yeah, right. Right. So then, like, last week was just pure chaos, obviously. And then Friday, I didn't know was a teacher work day. Okay. until one of my clients who's in high school told me that. I said, y'all have a teacher work day coming up. Isn't it like the 20th? She's like, well, Friday. I'm like, y'all don't go to school Friday? Is it just your school or all of them? She's like, all of them. I'm like, cool. Then he had to go to sports camp. Thank God the full day was available. So I dropped him off there. Well, during the sports camp, they can buy like concession stand food and, you know, snacks, whatever. I said, all right, I'll let you buy today. I gave him the $20 back. Girl, we just passed this Tooth Fairy money back and forth. Okay. Making it really work for me. So I gave him that. I said, do not spend all that money though, because, you know, you don't need, like, I can only imagine it's like $2 for stuff. I've given him 10 or 5 before and he's really made it stretch. He gets in the car and I open his lunchbox. He had $1.75 left. I said, I told you not to spend all this money. He goes, I didn't. I brought you back a dollar.
He's taking money lessons from Spencer's School of Finance.
I said, okay. Okay. And I was just like, okay, get in. Get in the car.
I mean, technically, he did exactly what you asked him to.
He did. And he didn't lie.
You should have been more specific.
He said, I gave the lady my money and she handed me some back. That's what he told her. I said, okie dokie.
And he was dead right.
He's right. So then we picked him up from sports camp. We came home, changed, went to baseball. All this by myself. Like, you single mamas or dads, whatever, whoever's listening to this and you're doing it by yourself, kudos. Because long story short, I was so exhausted. That's why on Saturday we were going to record. We didn't record. It was disgusting rain all day. And I needed a day. I told my mom I needed a day to sleep.
Of just like nothing.
I laid in bed. You know me.
Yeah.
My friends that listen to this know me. I laid in bed 95% of the day. I got up. I washed my laundry. I washed my bedding. I did wash all my rugs in my house. And then I got back in bed. And then I got up and I made
food. That's a lot more than what a lot of people do in their day around their house. Yep. So you should still feel pretty good about that. You got to take care of yourself and take care of some things around the house.
Girl, I was spent. And then Sunday, baseball got canceled because it rained and the fields were closed, two of them. Because
they were probably
all
still yucky.
Which we needed the rain.
I was like, Sunday was beautiful, but that makes,
we needed the rain though. So I was not going to complain. But then we ended up going to Conkey with Fisher's baseball, like the coach and his wife who we're good friends with, who you messaged me the picture of who you thought was the girl that you thought.
The one off Wake Forest or the one at the mall?
The mall, Crabtree. Yeah. So good.
It's the superior location.
I was so pissed though because I left my leftover, mine and Fisher's leftovers in my mom's car and I rode with her.
Devastating.
So yeah. And then we got back last night and then.
That sounds so good. My stomach hurts so bad. That sounds good.
So Mike got delayed though. Air Force One was in Miami. So when he flew from Bahamas to Miami, it got delayed. And then from Miami to North Carolina, it got delayed too. And he was telling me that him and the guy that flew with him, they were talking to a couple of different people. And some people flew on Spirit there and they had flights booked for home on Sunday. And they were just gone.
I was wondering about that. Like the people that had tickets booked,
they just nothing.
You're just shit out of luck.
So Mike was going to try to, they had a 7-hour layover. They got to the airport like 1 or something crazy. They couldn't leave until 7.
Oh, that's miserable.
In Miami, they were stuck. So people with, bit my tongue. Spirit Airlines, God, struggling. Basically were like, yeah, we had a flight booked and we couldn't. Mike said all the Spirit stuff was already down in the airport and the Spirit airplanes were already in the back, like to be repainted or like
so
whatever.
They fucking knew.
They knew. That's exactly what I told Mike. I said, they knew this. That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
You let people leave knowing this and none of the employees showed up at the airport.
Right.
What?
Crazy. So did you hear about Painted Tree?
Yes. That's another one.
Same thing. So Painted Tree, if you guys don't know what Painted Tree is, they had like, I think, 80 locations through the Southeast, kind of set up to be like a vintage antique mall, except like that wasn't.
But it was like newer.
It wasn't primarily what people sold. Right. I mean, some people did have like vintage booths set up there, but it's a lot of like
handmade stuff and cute gift stuff, y'all. Me and Spencer always talk about for gifts. Oh.
Painted Tree has always been one of my favorite places to go find things for myself, find things for gifts. Like you can just, and they're huge. There's probably 80 to 100 vendors in each location that have these small spaces. And lots of the vendors are in multiple locations across multiple states. Anyways, it's a cool concept. It's set up a little bit differently than like your typical like consignment mall, vintage mall, whatever.
And it was so clean and well organized.
Well, that's why like the rates that people paid were higher than, you know, their like local neighborhood vintage mall because they had like actual employees that like maintained the building, cashiered, stocked things for you, you know, whatever, priced things. But they literally closed like overnight. Yeah. They waited a few days into April. So they waited for everybody to pay their April rent. Yep,
it's so messed up.
And then they sent out a letter to all their employees and all their vendors one night. Mm-hmm. I think it was on like the 3rd or 4th.
Yeah.
I think it was on the 4th because that's like the last like official day you can pay like your rents or whatever before you accrue like late fees or something.
Okay.
Anyways, so they put out a letter and was like, we're filing for bankruptcy. We're closed effective immediately.
Get your stuff by Friday. Bye.
Yeah, well, initially, a lot of the locations were only giving people 24 hours.
Oh, I did see that.
Because I think it depended on the landlord. Mm-hmm. 24 hours.
But didn't it close on like a Wednesday? Even when they were saying you haven't. It was only like a day or two from what I saw on the like it gave you nothing.
Well, let's look. When was April 1st? April 1st was on a Wednesday.
This is March. Whoopsies. I know. Oh, you're right, girl.
Yeah. So April 1st was on a Wednesday.
Yep.
So they literally waited. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was the second day. I don't know, but everybody was bitching because they had paid their rent.
Of course they did.
So anyways, I did hear 72 hours or something like that was ultimately what people ended up with.
The outrage poured out and then they gave people longer. Cause at first I think it was like 24 hours
crazy,
and they said, get your stuff. And then people were like, wait, this is ridiculous. And I think with the outcry, cause I saw it in every single mom group that I'm in our area. So, you know, it must have been the same everywhere else. So then when people were like, wait a second, this is ridiculous. But that being said, so if we have any listeners that do have anything or had anything in the pantry, let us know. We will share your business. So many people that were trying to put on small markets, if they had a place, they were trying to do little meetups.
Because for a lot of those vendors, that is their main source of income. Yeah. So, and like when you first walked into any painted tree, their biggest vendors would always be in the front, the vendors with the biggest spaces. And those are the vendors that are in many of their locations. So it's like, how in their right mind would they think that anybody could come in and within a couple hours get all of their shit out? And then if there was anything that people couldn't get out, like, it became property of Painted Tree, so it would be part of the like bankruptcy like
and people
closure.
Had full-on displays that were like super cute. Like you can't just roll up and get your stuff in like bins. Like it was
have like
signs,
art, like arched ceilings, like built onto their booth with chandeliers mm-hmm. and electric, and like it was just like wild. But that's a great idea. Yeah. If you or somebody you know was in a Painted Tree, let us know.
Because I love shopping that stuff for gifts.
Me
every
too.
Year. I got your gift there with the little thing. I go there every year for little last minute random stuff for Mike's family.
Look at my bookshelves. Painted Tree.
So cute.
I think that might have been Painted Tree. Like, literally, like.
It's got the cutest stuff. I hate that. Crazy, though, that it did that. But did you see
that
people were saying
like that? No. You know?
Well, I saw people on the mom group saying that they hadn't been paid for, like, months.
Well, so that's the other thing is, like, the financial, what I was hearing from people was that they knew that there was some sort of financial issues going on because they were like 3 or 4 months backlogged on people's checks.
Mm-hmm.
But how does it get like
that? It's like, what is happening? Is someone stealing?
Well, let me tell you what, like,
tell me what, girl.
I'm not getting paid. You're not getting paid. Right. I'm not paying my rent until you give me my fucking consignment checks.
Exactly.
I used to be like that when I worked in sales.
No. I get it.
And I'd be like, guess what? I ain't making not one more fucking call until you send me my check, motherfucker.
Yeah, because that's how it is. I agree. Like,
I'm not making you any money until I get paid my money. Because one thing you're not going to do is fuck with my money.
No. And especially if you're still collecting your rent, collect that rent. No, you're going to give me my paychecks. Because I can't pay you rent if I don't get paid.
Right.
Also, I'm just selling stuff for free.
Where would you like this money to come from?
Right. Like, that's dumb. I'm not dipping into savings to pay you.
Mm.
We don't pay tolls. We don't pay bills that we don't have around here. Not somebody calling you.
Not
I love
someone,
that.
So many. I got so many messages.
But we love the girlies that listen. Thank you.
No, I'm not even mad. It was hilarious because they were not doing it in like a chastising way. It was like,
we got you, boo.
We're acknowledging
the elephant in the room. The tolls outstanding.
The elephant in the room is that like you need to like stop buying and pay your tolls. But like, here's the thing.
It's not as fun. Period.
$300 painting that I got at the estate sale was less than
Spencer,
the tolls. Yeah, Spencer, I did that yesterday. My bad.
Spencer, ma'am.
It was half off.
It was. Oh, great. It was $600 you got for three?
No. It was actually, I'm lying. It was actually $350, but.
They're not helping your calls at all.
Wait.
Oh, you got it on sale.
It was 50% off the $350.
Okay. $175. No, that's $250. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
It was $175. $225. And you know what? It was a real steal. And here's the thing. I'll list it. And if somebody wants to buy it, I make money off of it, then great. And if not, I get to just look at it and enjoy it in my house.
Okay. I mean, I'm not mad. I'm not entirely mad at that plan. But maybe list it and see. We're having a neighborhood yard sale in a couple weeks. You should just bring some stuff over, a truckload. And I've never had a yard sale, but you better believe your girl's getting a pink cash box.
Okay, here's the thing. I fucking love a yard sale. I
do. Never had one.
But I would only be bringing the things that like I've had listed for a while that are not moving.
Bring it.
Because those I would mark down to like yard sale type prices.
Mm-hmm. But why am I buying? You think I'm playing? I'm buying a pink cash box. I'm literally going to buy this.
It's adorable.
And I want to be able to flick the little ding, 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 ding. Do people pay cash at yard sales? Yeah. Or do I need a little Venmo scanner? I'm acting like I'm about to be hustling this yard. Are people going to buy
it? No, just print out your Venmo code.
But do people QR pay code. Cash still at yard sales? Yeah, they do, right?
I mean, they definitely do. I don't think they do as much. And especially there's no pennies anymore.
Yeah, I'm hanging on mine. But I don't want no bootleg cash box like this. I need all of the bills. I want like a full-blown... cash box. Y'all, when I tell you I have thought about this cash box for this yard sale, I'm not kidding. I want it so bad. And I want, let's see, yes, it's got the little thingy so I can lift it up and put it back down. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. You know, I have an extra till at the store that you could use, but it's
called
paint.
A till?
Mine is called a till. Well, that would be called a cash box.
I'm going to need this one. I'm going to have to... spring $21.49 for it.
Ooh, big spender. And hope you make that at the yard sale.
I was going to say, I'm hoping that I at least make that to cover the cost of that. But that is just the cutest little thing. And you better believe I'm going to be flicking them things up and boop, put it back down. I cannot wait. I'm probably going to go to the bank and get some money out just to put it in at first to set the tone for people to see it. So they know I mean business. Your girl.
When is this yard sale?
I believe it's 2 weeks. We had to postpone it from this past Saturday.
Oh, it's like soon.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it was? Don't you do yard sales on a whim?
No.
Oh.
When they're like neighborhood, you got to like prep. You got to plan. You got to go through your house. Pick out what you're selling.
Have you seen my attic, girl? I got so much crap up there. I'm going to be liable to throw it out that window. And if it makes it great, and then nothing else is coming back in my house, I'll be loaded up.
No, I've been trying to orchestrate a neighborhood sale in my neighborhood. But I was like, I was thinking in June.
No, they orchestrated it. We've been talking about this for months.
Oh, okay.
It rolled up on Saturday, the rain.
I got you.
And I wasn't in the right headspace. I wouldn't have the energy to do it on Saturday. It doesn't matter. But now I'm like all in. So I'm going to look like I know what I'm doing. Never had a yard sale. Mike could not believe I ain't never had a yard sale.
You've never had a yard sale?
Never. My dad did not.
That's like so crazy to me.
No, Mike, no. My dad, that's what he's going to come through and tell you when you go to your little medium and be talking about them yard sales. No, we were never allowed. I remember one time wanting to have a yard sale. I don't know. He was just weird like that. He was such a neat freak. He wouldn't have wanted people.
Coming in your house.
No, to the driveway. My high school boyfriend spun rocks one time leaving, and my dad said, call him back and make him rake them. He made him rake the rocks back in the edge of the driveway. I am not kidding.
I love it.
He just was funny about people in and out of stuff. So I remember one time I laid out I specifically remember it was a flat sheet, not a fitted, in the yard, and I was like laying things on it, and he was like, what are you doing? I mean, granted, it was like four things. I thought I was going to have a little yard sale. Girl.
Oh my God. Meanwhile, no, we used to do this big, Westridge Hill neighborhood yard sale. Okay. Like big. It was a big to-do.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it every year, rain or shine. And I was a little businesswoman. And so I had my mom make me a cute little outfit. Made me a big tray that hung off of my neck. So I looked like one of those like old school, like
little tray girl
movie thing. And I had that shit. I had a little cash box and I had that shit filled with
candy bars. Do you still have that? Candy bars. Wear it when you come?
I don't, but I will find one.
Please find one and come work my yard sale.
Yeah, no, I sold $5 candy bars in the 90s at these garage sales and I would make fucking bank. And my mom would have a cider thing set up in the garage. She sold cups of cider, hot chocolate. And my brother had like a little matching outfit. And so he would just walk up and down the street and get people to come to our yard.
Yeah. Go to the yard. I love that. I really want some.
They pimped us out.
I like that. In my brain,
my candy bars were more expensive probably than anything at any yard sale.
The picture frames for.
And I'd sell out.
This is my thing about yard sales. Don't be nickeling and diming me because that gets on my, it's already a steal.
I priced it, just purchase it at that price or don't purchase
it's
it.
It's a steal already.
Right.
Okay, it's a yard sale. It's $2.
Right. I'm basically giving it away.
I understand the thrill or what have you that people love, but like also, no, it's $2. There's going to be a $2 bin. In a perfect world, in my brain, I have it set up. Now I say I'm going to do this. I don't know. We'll see. I want a table for like bins of like Fisher's kids' clothes if I do that. I don't know. I give away so much of his crap. I probably don't even have anything for him. But like I want a bin that's like $3 stuff, right, on that table. And then mine that's like this. And in my head, I have it really nicely organized. I'm gonna have a little table in the middle with my little cash box. And I'll probably shut it with a little lock, you know, just to be safe. You never know. Mm-hmm. And then I want little hangers, clothes hangers. Do you have one of those that I can borrow? You know what I'm talking about? For like hanging clothes for presentation?
I don't think I have one.
Dang it.
I might, well, I'm using it currently at the store, but I might have something that I could give you. But since you've never had a yard sale, one thing I will tell you is that every cheap bastard and kleptomaniac in town is going to come. And so you need to watch your stuff.
Oh, I will. I'm getting a cash box with a little
I'm not even concerned just about your cash. I'm talking about your actual things. Like people are going to roll up with their big bags and they're going to
they will not shoplift it. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. Oh, actually.
Fisher's gonna wear it. I'll wear a damn police uniform. Oh my God. Hire security.
Yes, have him, bitch.
Come,
let me be your security.
You better do it. Can we do live? Can we go live at this? We have.
I need the date. I might have to be at my job.
No, you have a job. You booked as a security guard. I just told you that.
Correct. I might have to be at my other job where I don't want to meet anybody.
You get paid. Okay. If you listen, your payment will be if you see a little something on my table, you can have it. I give it to you. So they were throwing around a couple extra dates. So far, it's looking like May 23rd.
Okay. Is that a Sunday or a Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
Perfect. I actually had requested that weekend off because I was going to try and fly home for my dad's birthday. But
oh, shoot. Okay.
That's not going to happen because the flights are
stupid.
Absolutely stupid right now. And like, God help me, let him live till his next birthday because...
Don't say that, he will, yeah.
I'm just saying...
Tell him to come visit here. Has he ever...
My dad comes once a year.
Okay.
For a quick pit stop on his way down to Florida.
That's right, I remember.
However, this is probably going to be Sparta's last year of life. In which case... I'm hoping my dad will come down and visit me more because he can stay with me. He's very allergic to cats.
Oh,
so,
okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
What, Fisher? What's that? What? I'm not getting
you. Here's the thing. If you come in this room uninvited and unannounced, you better speak in that microphone.
Here.
Tell the people something good.
Tell them what the Tooth Fairy money, where you spent it. Come here. Lean in. Talk about it.
Oh, yeah. What'd you buy with your Tooth Fairy money?
A hockey Canes jersey.
And who did we see at Target?
Nice.
Who did we see at Target? Maggie, stop. God, she's like
licking his open mouth.
Ew. She got a little boogie on his nose, to be honest.
Who'd you see at Target?
What? Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, do you know who that was? And he was like, yeah. I said, who? He said, Spencer's boy, husband.
My boyfriend.
He said husband.
Nah, I got a different boyfriend.
Ooh, Spencer has a boyfriend and a husband. Is that wrong? If you want that, you better listen to me if you want that truck.
Yeah.
Listen, let's talk for a second. Is it wrong that Spencer has a boyfriend and a husband?
Yeah.
What's that called? What would that be called? Do you know?
Cheating.
Oh, good job, buddy. That is right.
So what do we call it when you have two girlfriends?
Do you have a girl? Do you have two girlfriends?
No.
How many do you have?
One.
What's her name?
Quinn. Oh, so cute.
Three years strong, honey. 3 years strong.
But you know, I had a boyfriend when I was his age, and we dated for a long time. Jared Shannon, what's up?
No way.
Then he broke up with me when my sister gave me a short haircut. So
go. You're stinky and sweaty. Yeah, go in there. Did you just come in from outside? Yeah. Smell like a wet dog.
Whoa. I think.
No, four.
Okay, bye.
The last one you see?
Look at my child.
I can't. Bye. Get out. I got to talk about you.
Go. He was doing like this in the doorway.
He is getting to that age where he's going to start stinking.
He smells like a sweaty.
Yeah. He's
a little baby.
Like, how old are they when you are supposed to have them start wearing deodorant?
I don't know.
It's a great question. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap this ish up?
God, I do feel like there was something else, and it's so annoying because it's escaping me, and it's so aggravating.
I don't know.
What was it?
Well, whatever. Oh, in the midst of getting called out about my tolls, we also got called out collectively because some girl. So, okay. Well, you said, did you check your requests earlier? And yes, I did. However, when doing so, I also found that there's a hidden request folder.
Yes, girl. There's so many freaking folders.
Okay. Now. Well, I had never gone through this. And I went through, I was hyper-focused one night, and I went through all of the messages.
In ours or yours?
In mine.
Oh.
And I replied to pretty much every single one and said, hey, so-and-so. I'm so sorry that I missed this message. It ended up in a hidden folder in the inbox. Thanks for being here to almost every single one. One of the people that I said that to replied like, oh my gosh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then was like, I love the pod so much. Even though I get pissed off when I finish one because I know it's going to be a couple weeks till I get another one. I said, you're so right.
I like it.
I said, you're so right, girl. We try our best, but our schedules have been not great lately.
I am dead. But that's the thing. You're either going to get a 47-hour episode or a little skip-de-scoo, and then here we are again. We're really trying our best, y'all. Just know that. We're really trying our best.
It's just this phase of life, you know?
No, it's just where we're at in general. I think this because we usually are pretty good through this part, and then summer gets real dicey.
Summer does get real dicey, but we'll see.
We're TBD. Trying what we can.
I'm really excited about this yard sale. Okay.
All right. Love you.
Love ya. Bye. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.